Shir Chof Vav and Sukkot, Beis Kislev, Hei Tov Shem Yom Aleph, November 11, 1980, on Sunday.
I just want to go over inside the tesis. As a matter of fact, we discussed all the hashbeinus of all the rishonim, but just inside, and just review, I mean, the pshatim here, before we go further in the morning. Now the tesis, we went over the whole Gemara, and we went over the Gemara in Erev, Tachayvot, in connection with the Chalin Shednishti Chatziri. So Rabbi Yechanan says that if the Chalin Ogul, so then the Heket must be 24 Tvochim. And the Gemara is the Kashi, why 24 Tvochim? 16 and 4 fifths. 16 Tvochim and 4 fifths of the Tefach would be enough, according to the Cheshbon. Of kosher each belich b'tefach each bekin v'shlishat vachim. In other words, they consider pi as 3. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan and Sobala ki rabbonim b'kis. Ki rabbonim b'kis. So it's a similar Gemara. Rabbonim b'kisre, ki layonim b'kisre. Rabbi Yechanan loma ki layonim b'kisre. V'amu lo da'pain woman b'ez. Nerv. V'amu lo ki rabbonim b'kisre. D'amu lo yibule m'gavri b'rive ribuye m'gavribule palge. But here the Gemara doesn't say below him. In our Gemara, the Gemara rejects the Rabbanim B'Kisrei. Here, in Erev, the Gemara does not reject the Rabbanim B'Kisrei. Does not reject the Rabbanim B'Kisrei. Alright, now. So the question arose, now, the stira between the two meiros. Alright, we'll go over the tesis inside, and then I'll mention again how the Miri explains the Gemara, but we'll go over all the tesis inside. Kamen Ruba Yesa Aligu Revir. So, Rashi demonstrates it by the fact that Vori Miri Leinai, the Yu Amo Avulo Chucho Mishamis Makifo, the Amo Rubas, Tzricho Rul, Chut Dalet Lisevo Amo Lechoruach. So Rashi explains, in other words, so we mentioned last time that really this memory of Kamu Meruba Yitzhar Eibur Rivia is descriptive of two facts. One fact in respect to the relative sizes of the circumference. So, in other words, if you have a circle inscribed in a square, so then the difference, the perimeter of the square in which the circle is inscribed is 1/4 more than the circumference of the circle inscribed therein. That's one thing. And then, now let's say, in this case, where the side of the merubo is 4. So then the diameter is also 4. And then, according to the cloud coaching, that pi is 3. So the circumference is 12. So the perimeter of the merubo, in which the circle is inscribed, is 16. And the perimeter, or the circumference, of the circle inscribed therein is 12. So how much more is the perimeter of the merubo as compared with the circumference of the circle inscribed therein? 1/4, 12, and 16. So 1/4. That's one proposition that is implicit in this memory of merde kamo merubo yeser al yigo rivir. But then there is another proposition that in respect to the relative sizes of the areas, the area of the circle inscribed in the merubo, and the area of the merubo itself, so there's also a ratio of 3/4. It's a ratio of 3/4. So that can also see. In other words, let's say this case where the side of the merubo, each side of the merubo is 4. Each side of the merubo is 4. So the melee. Now now what is the area of the merubo? 16 square am. 16 square am. Now, and then, what's the area, the formula? Pi r squared. Now, so since the diameter is 4, so R is 2. R squared is 4. And pi is 3. So it's 3 times 4. So it is 12. So it is 12. So in other words, so again, and what is the area of the merubo? It's 16. So the ratio is 12 to 16. So in other words, so then so this memory of kama merubo yisal ego ribia is expressive of two propositions. First of all, that there is the ratio, the relationship of 3 to 4 in respect to the relative sizes of the perimeters, the circumference, and the perimeter of the square in which the circle is inscribed. And then there's another proposition implicit, that there is a relationship of 3 to 4, a ratio of 3 to 4, in respect to the relative sizes of the two areas, the area of the circle inscribed in the merubo and the area of the merubo. So both are mathematically sound, but Rashi, in proving it, so he says, "Vad vorim nidli nayim, dilo amo agulo chucholish ame ismat kifo, vi amo merubas icho chudalet misim amo lechuba." What does that demonstrate? That demonstrates only the first proposition, that the ratio in respect to the relative sizes of the two perimeters, the circumference of the circle and the perimeter of the merubo in which the circle is inside, is 3 to 4. But this demonstration doesn't prove the other proposition that is also implicit in this memory. So that's the discussion. So then Tesis proves it in a remarkable way. All right, but the question is, why, how does Rashi demonstrate this proposition by saying that that only proves the veracity of the first proposition, not in the second proposition. The second proposition is also true, but this demonstration doesn't prove the soundness of the second proposition. That's Tesis Kashi against Rashi. So the Mele Tesis proves it, in a method of analytical geometry. You see, this Chachmei Svar, when they discussed the Gemara, the Chachmei Svar were well versed in the Euclidean geometry. So the Chachmei Svar, when they explain, whether it's the Rambam or the Rimigash, because you have such a Gemara in Bovasra also, you see. And you have this Gemara, you have such a Gemara in Psochim, in Bovasra, in Erev, and in Sukkah. So the Chachmei Svar, when they explain these Gemaras, they all explain it on the basis of the Euclidean geometry, because they knew of pi and these things. But the Chachmei Tzofas, apparently, they did not study the Euclidean geometry. But they developed their own method of proving it. So this is why, Tesis resorts to a method of analytical geometry, And he proves the same thing. So the question is against Rashi. How does Rashi demonstrate the soundness of this memory by saying the Ama Agulo Chucho Lishamis Makipo, the Ama Mugubas, the Chokudalek, the Sigulo, Ama the Chokuach, that only proves the soundness of the first proposition, not the second proposition. So we say Rashi is not interested in proving geometric propositions. Rashi is only interested in proving the soundness of the propositions that are relevant to the halachic discussed. Now, right here, so only the first proposition is of relevance in regard to suke hasuyo kikipsho. But the second proposition is not of relevance here. It is of relevance not in sugyas, in other words. But right here, so only the first proposition is of relevance. Why? Because according to Rashi, this is how we explain the Rashi. According to Rashi, so since Rebbe Saloche is based upon the concept that Sukkot diraskeva v'inon, so the area is not of importance. The importance is the circumference. In other words, we say a sukha dalet al dalet. A sukha dalet al dalet. So easy to ask it. Why? Not because it has a certain area. Because if that had been the reason as to why Dalet al Dalet is in Deras Keva, and less than Dalet al Dalet is not in Deras Keva, so then it should follow that if the sukkah is in the form of a rectangle, and the length is eight amo, and the width is two amo, it has the same area. So, and all the Rishonim say, in respect to sukkah, and the Rosh said that in respect to mezuzah also, in regard to the Rambam Shite, so there is a machlekes whether the Rambam is chelik on the Rosh or is not chelik on the Rosh. The Rosh says that the Rambam is chelik on his Shite, but and the Tas says that he's not chelik. But in respect to Sukkah, according to Rebbe, it goes without saying that it must have dalet al dalet. But if it is the form of a rectangle, 8 by 2, it's not. So why? After all, it has the same area, a rectangle. If it's in the form of a rectangle, 8 by 2, or in the Rubo. 4 by 4 is the same area, but the answer is, in order to be Diras Keva, so then you must be able to place a certain number of people along the perimeter. So if it's in a Rubo, so you can place all of them, let's say, a Gadna Bamsa Yossi. So along the perimeter, you can place 16 people. So then it's in Diras Keva. In other words, it has a sufficient space along the perimeter. Mashaikin, if it's in the form of a rectangle, and so then you can place them, but there will be a certain darkness. So Memele, where it is in the form of a circle, so then the halacha is that it must be so large, more than an area of 16, but it must be so large that you will be able to inscribe in it a merubo of dalet al dalet. So we see that it's a halacha of merubo dalet al dalet. So memele, Rashi doesn't discuss how to demonstrate the other proposition that is implicit in this manner. But it just was the first proposition. Because the important thing is that it should be so large that the same number of people should be placed around the circumference. Just as in the Rubo of Dalet al Dalet, Amos. So you can place the number of people, among the sides, and on each side you'll be able to place the same number of people. So it will be more berabach than in the sukkah, that is the form of a rectangle. So along the length you'll be able to place 8 people, and along the width you'll be able to place only 2 people. So in the circle you have to. You see, the maskona of Gemara is that it must be so large that you'll be able to construct inside the circular sukkah a square sukkah. And in that square sukkah you'll be able to place along the perimeter of the square that is constructed inside the circular sukkah, you'll be able to place 16 people. That's the maskona of Gemara. But halamin of Gemara was that as long as you can place the same number of people along the circumference that you could place along the perimeter in a square sukkah, so then it's considered the Diras Keva. So maybe we're not interested as to the ratio between the two areas. We are only interested in the ratio between the two perimeters. That's why Rashi doesn't explain the second proposition. In other words, to prove this memory on the basis of Rashi's demonstration, Die Hochschule ist bei Kirchen, die Woche ist bei Tefach, die Dome beschmeiden. Die Livin Reihe mit Chuta Hekef, Hagod und Revi, Zerich und Amakim. Die Otto, Tabla, Agumo, Shal Dalet, Al Dalet, Ame, Sal Tereitach, Shal Marzeke, Sal Hitabla, Shal Dima, Agim und Meruboim, Lifi Shachut Amakife, Midosi Shove, weil ich Tachle, Tabla, Shal Dima, Agim und Merubo, Al Dima, Vizu es Leira, Mishon ist Vizu es Leira, Moi Tipze, Bo, Kim Tez, Shal Amo, Al Amo, Vitabla, Agumo, Shal Dalet, Al Dalet, Al Koch, Ich bin Judweis, Vizu es Lamo, Amo, Shal Ribu, Shal Dalet, Al Dalet, Ich bin Nachle, Ich bin Dalet, Vizu es, Shal Roch, Ich bin Amo, Leoki, Ich bin Roben, Tipze, Bo, Ich bin Zayn, Shagulo Yveizam Alam, Elovada Yerayim Echuchel Ekefpa. So in other words, what are you saying? That Rashi's demonstration, Vadvorim Nirle Yenayim, doesn't prove the second proposition that is implicit in that number. Even another Rashi is made it, but it's of no relevance as long as we, as far as this Gemara is concerned. So the Gemara wanted, the Hadamim of the Gemara was, that it's a halacha since it's in order to be in Diras Keva, it has to be Dalet al Dalet, and not 8 by 2 rectangle. So what does it prove? It proves that in order to be in Diras Keva, you should be able to place the 16 people along the perimeter, and on each side you should be able to place the same number of people as on the other side. That's only in the Merub of Dalet al Dalet, but if you have a rectangle, if you have a sukkah in the form of a rectangle, 8 by 2, so along the length, you can place 8 people, and along the width you place 2 people. So melee, that's not a diraskeva. So now I'm going to be more in the where it's a circle. So then you have to place them. You have to be able to place them along the circumference. So melee, the other proposition that is implicit in this memory, it is true, it is silent. But it doesn't concern us here. So that's why Rashi didn't bother himself to explain the other proposition that is implicit in the memory. Because the Gemara cited this proposition, this memory, in order to point out the first proposition. So this is the only proposition that Rashi felt compelled to demonstrate. The other proposition he didn't feel compelled to demonstrate. But then Teisves. And he says, Elabada in Ayma Huchalekafa, Veitena, the Ritsua Shalayame Sera, Al Rehatamo, Huchal in Vesabis Makifo, he should talk about the Halbal of Tri Shalam Alamo, Evil of Homishamis, Vaime Tanya Lefish, Tatamilia Huk, the Vivua, Hele Hometa Lizogis, or Shatamilia Beigel, Malchi Beil. Oh, so, how can we prove the second proposition? So, as far as the first proposition that is implicit in this memory is concerned, so Rashi proves it, let's go on early night. But how about the second proposition? So Tesis says, Vimbon lechal nachesh bin dimbu b'yesach al yigol, nuchal yechiyal bin yenzeh, now we have this Gemara in this Tesis you have in Sukkah, in Erev, in Psochim, in Vobas, is the same demonstration. Vimbon lechal nachesh bin dimbu b'yesach al yigol, nuchal yechiyal bin yenzeh, shetazi nikuto shal mashu, vitakifeno, Bechutin halbei soviv ze sivu vachasivu. In other words, you take a point, and then you take a small thread, and you start to encompass that point and make a very tiny circle. Then you take a bigger thread and the larger circle, and it's gradual. Then it's still bigger thread and the larger circle. And then a still bigger thread and a larger circle until you complete this encompassing around a certain point once you reach a radius of Chotitev. So he said like this. Shetas mikudah shal mashu, vitikafeno bechuti, harbi solim ze sibu vachasim, achi yafibu vidigdal, reichel du, viltefach altefach. So then, in such a way, up to the point where the diameter of the outermost circle, because there are many circles, so you do it until the diameter of the outermost circle will be tefach al tefach. Tefach al tefach. In other words, you see, Teisves calls that diameter tefach al tefach. So in other words, one diameter that is wrong, horizontally, and one diameter that is drawn vertically. So he calls it Tevchadav. In other words, in order to have 4 points on the outermost circumference. 2 points here and 2 points here. So now you have to draw two diameters. One diameter has to be drawn horizontally, and one diameter has to be drawn vertically. Then you take all the threads and you stretch them out. So, and you place them. The first, the largest thread, and then the next largest, and the next largest, until you reach a point where it approaches an infinitesimal, where the thread is almost an infinitesimal. I mean, but actually it couldn't be. The thread couldn't be an infinitesimal, but it approaches an infinitesimal. So then, again, according to the Chesh, Kol Sheyesh Bereir B'Tefach, since the diameter is Tefach, so the circumference of the longest thread would be 3 Tefach. Nimtzu Achutin Alonu Zdubim Kinyan Zeh. Kimil Bitzur, Rechobo Beemtza Chotzi Tefach. Vahayne Kineged Anikudo, Mikan Mikan, Kolo Vilech Sor Ad Mashu, Vimbo So Lamzer Vilachlo Yisog Beemtza, Hayne Kineged. So in this diagram, so it's, you have like two triangles that are placed at each other. So in other words, so the small side of each triangle is so in other words, so he says, can you chobo beemtza chotzi tefach? So beemtza, this is emtza tefach. Vayne kineged anikudo, mikam mikam, kolo velechet so ad mashu. Vibos olar zelach legeise beemtza, ane kineged anikudo, timtzo shte bitzuiz, shepol achas, oko tefach, umechtzo, umitzad achas, vichobo chotzi tefach, umitzad achas kol ad mashu. ויאתו תסתר עם אילו שתי הורצועץ, אילו שתי הורצועץ, so each רצוע, so it is אורכו תפח ומחצו, is אורכו תפח ומחצו, ושימו אורך כנגד הקוצר, תמצו רצוע אורכו תפח ומחצו, על ריחה חוצי תפח, כך רגיסו בשורש רצועץ, תמצו בשורש רצועץ מחוצי תפח על חוצי תפח. So this is, so in this area of the circle, which you broke it up into the Ritzuets, so you'll find three portions, or three small Ritzuets, of Chotzi Tefach, Al Chotzi Tefach. But in order to make it, you have this diagram. So in order to make it in the form of a square, you need another Ritzuet of Tefach. Of Chotzi Tefach, Al Chotzi Tefach. So, Vilu Bitzua Mubah Shal Tefach, Kishin Chalkeno Shasa Vare, Timtze Vahalma Bitzua Shal Chotzi Tefach, Al Chotzi Tefach. Haril Merubo Yeser Alimu Levin. So in other words, between the area of this circle which was broken up into three Bitzuas and a square, a real Merubo, so you need another Bitzua of Chotzi Tefach, Al Chotzi Tefach. So the Mele demonstrates that as far as the relationship between the relative areas is concerned, so it's a relationship of 3 to 4. Now, then the Gemara continues. So the Gemara says, "Hani Mele biyigul enof migal revuah, avo revuah enof migal revuah bayu tvei mishim rosh adikarnes mer dekolam se do revuah amsul teichum shebalach seine bishif sanake chum shesage bishitzer." So in other words, if the circumference will be 16 and 4/5 of the tefach, so then if the circumference has that size of 16 and 4/5, tvachim, so then you'll be able to inscribe inside a mechupa of dalet al dalet. A mechupa of dalet al dalet. So why must it be 24? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that you must be able to place 24 people? So the Gemara says at first, Loidok, even Abu Loidok, Pute, Tumim Me'amrino, Me'amrino Loidok, Omri Makshishim Me'amrino Gavashim, Misadras Gavre Bamsi Yosif, Flote Gavre Bitalte Amsi Yosif, Kama Havre Shitsa, Anam Shitsa, Nakechum Shemino, so in other words, Anam Shitsa, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying, according to this Kimte of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you can place 16 people, so it's enough, but So Anan Shifsa Nakechum Shevino. I mean, in other words, you have to be able to place 24 people. But that means if it's a 16 Amis, if the circumference is 16 Amis. But that's not enough, because if the circumference is only 16 Amis, so you will not be able to inscribe in the Ube of Dal Dal Dalet. So the Gemara says it first again, we go. Even I'm going to lead up the Hunne, we call him I'm going to lead up. I'm like a Vashe, like a Vashe, they don't got the Bamsi Yossi. The Rabbi Yechen, we can gather like a Hoshi. Come a Havli, come the Sole. So the ships are like a Hunche Sarki. So in other words, actually, so in other words, when Rabbi Yechen says that you have to be able to place 24 people, he means outside the Sukkot. So that means you extend the yavata by placing people outside the sukkah. You extend the yavata. Let's say if you have one circle, if you want one sukkah like this, and then you want to place a number of people outside the sukkah, so then you draw another circle. So in other words, in the circumference of the outside sukkah, in other words, the people will be sitting here. So will be 24, so then it will be good. Why? Because here you had 16 and 4/5. So then you extend the diameter one hour this way, because the Amsi Yossi, and one hour this way. So actually it will be like this. Here you had 16 and 4/5. So you have 17, so you had 16, so you had, in other words, so you had the diameter, I'm sorry, you had a diameter of five and three fifths. You had a diameter of 5 3/5, and then you extended the namo, so it is 6 3/5, and it is 7 3/5. So the diameter of the outermost circle, the diameter of the inner circle is 5 3/5, but the diameter of the outermost circle is extended by one amo here and by one amo here. So it is 17 3/5. 17 3/5. So actually, so that means actually he requires that the diameter of the inner circle should be 18. So then, when you extend it one amo this way and one amo that way, one amo this way, the diameter should be 15, should be 8. The diameter should be 6. The inner diameter should be 6. And then when you extend it, one hour this way, and one hour that way, so the diameter is 8. So that's the Gemara Skashe. Havalei tam desore v'shitza nakechum shesagi. Hayde lidok, ulechum lidok. So mid Rabbonon, we require an extra. In other words, the diameter, instead of being actually mid Raise, so if the diameter is 5 3/5, so it's enough. So 5 3/5 is enough. So that the diameter of the outermost circle would be 7 3/5. But lechumre, so the diameter has to be 6. Memele, the diameter of the outer circle will be 8. All right, now. Kol amso v'rubuo amso v'treichum shabalachsei. The taste. Ein achesh v'mechubo. V'lo yidok. V'yike tvei poti. In other words, so according to this vowel, the square root of 2 is 7/5. But he says it's not exact. Vitachlik, so each side is 10, is 10 amos. Vitachlik is a shasavare. In other words, if you draw a line connecting the midpoints of each side, so then you form the alachsen, another square. So, nimtso b'seyichei, arba ribuim, shel chamisho, al chamisho. First he says, vitachlik is a shasavare. In other words, you draw one line, and then vertically, and then another line, horizontally. So then we have four squares. So nimtso b'seich arba ribuim shel chamisha al chamisha. So each square is chamisha al chamisha. Chazei amichalik eser ribuim lachseinim, ha'elich l'tzadempsa shel ribua godeo. When you draw a line here, tinso b'ribua apnimi chamishima shal chetzi shel chitzi. שאל חלקת ריבועים של ה' על ה' כל אחד לחסני ואם לא היה ביהו וחלק מהמסו וחושה דיין זיין על זיין נמצא דאי וחצי של חיצה דריבוע של שיבו על שיבו אין בו ילה בוי בתשע מצויש של על העמו ורואו לי יש חמישי דאו חצי של עשור על עשור דאי הוא למי רצוי של עמו עמו so he proved that it's actually the square root of 2 is actually a little more than 7 minutes now then Gemara says Omer Rabasi Rabash Leimom Gavre Bamsi Yosef V'Rav Yechanan Mikin Gavre Kochoshi Kam Havre Kam Nesore So in other words since Rav Yechanan requires that in the outer circumference you should be able to place 24 people in the outer circumference so the diameter of the outer circle was extended by 2 amos relative to the diameter of the inner circle. So that means if you have to be able to place along the outer circle 24 people, that means 24 amos, the heck from the outer circle. And so then it means that along the inner circle you should be able so that means that at the circumference of the inner circle, you have 18, because the diameter of the outer circle is 8. So the diameter of the inner circle is 6, because you extended the diameter of the inner circle, one arm this way and one arm that way, by 2 amis altogether. So since the diameter of the outer circle is 8, so that means that the diameter of the inner circle is 6, but actually it doesn't have to be 6, it only has to be 5 3/5. So that is Heimledok, Ulechumledok. It's Rabbi Yechanan Mikin Gavalik Hoshi. So then Tesis says, Al Chimam Dohat Yashi Bib Rabbi Yechanan, the Al Kochoch Mikin Gavalik Hoshi. So in other words, so in order to be able to be married Shnayim and to be married Echot, so in other words, so the Chalei Nogul has to be so large that you'll be able to construct inside the Chalei Nogul a Chalei Merubo of Dalet Vochim al Dalet Vochim. So Rabbi Yechanan says that the Hekef has to be Chob Dalet Vochim. Dalet Vochim. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Yechanan there on the basis of the memory of Rabbanan de Kisra. So now this is the second Loshin in Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbanan de Kisra, but the Gemara rejects the second Loshin in Rabbi Yechanan. So the first memory of Rabbi Yechanan is that it's under that we can govern it choshev. In other words, that Rabbi Yechanan does not agree with Rabbanan de Kisra. So Tesis says here the Gemara says in the first Loshin that Rabbi Yechanan does not agree with the member of Rabbanan de Kisra. But the Gemara in Erevin explains the other member of Rabbi Yechanan in connection with Erevin that the Chalon Ogul has to have a hekev of 24 tvochim, and that memory is explained on the basis of the memory of Rabbanan de Kisra. So we see that the maskone of the Gemara in Erevin is that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbanan de Kisra. So Tesis says, Al chimam dochat liyashim bin Rabbi Yechanan, dal kol choch mikin gabri kochoshim. In other words, that the truth is that Rabbi Yochanan has to be explained in accordance with the memory of Rabbanan de Kisre. The Shamino behete beirem v'rishchalim v'machalim obu. So she be kif echol dalet vachim v'mimitar tzelek rayon de Kisre. Now then, Rabbanan de Kisre say that Rabbi Yochanan, when he says 24, he doesn't mean that you have to be able to place outside the sukkah, 24 people on the outermost circle. But he means that you have to be able to place inside the sukkah in 24 people. But how is the cheshbon? So because like the Rabbanan de Kisre, the Amor Dayon de Kisre, Amri Yigule Dinofik Migav Vivue Vivim Vivue Dinofik Migav Yigule Power. Now, so the first memory, the first proposition of Rabbanan de Kisre, we have no difficulty. We have no difficulty. Why? Because Yigule Dinofik Migav Vivue Rive, that can be explained on the basis of the proposition that pi is to be considered as 3. So melee, if pi is 3, so melee it follows that Igule Dinofak Migav Devui is Rive, that the area of the circle inscribed in the Merubo. In Merubo is 3/4 of the area of the Merubo. Of the area of the Merubo. Also, I mean that the circumference of the circle inscribed in the Merubo is 3/4 of the perimeter of the Merubo in which the circle is inscribed. Then the other proposition, Ribuye dinofak migavigule paudi. So, Rashi says, Avo ribuye migavigule paudi. Kishatom rabbi abisecho yigo, atomeitzi nimeno chotzi ashiur alishabe. Dehaine tilte dikule. Hilkach lishishesre ribua, tzoricho yigo amakife, so vivriye is eskim be'al. Now, so that means that if you have a circle, and in that circle you inscribe a merube of dalet al dalet, a merube of dalet al dalet. So then, the way Rashi explains it, so he says, in other words, so kashatem rabeya b'sichayigu atom meitzin emenu chotche ashir anishakim dahayu tilte dikule hilkach lishish esri ribua tzori choyigu amakifei tzori fris esri mabra. So actually it means that, in other words, in order to be able to inscribe a merubo of dalet al dalet inside the circle, so then the area of the circle has to be approximately 24 hours, and that can be demonstrated, because if you have here a merube of dalet al dalet, so according to the cloud of kol amse de ribue amse utreichum shebalach seini amse utreichum shebalach seini, so then the diagonal of that merubo, which is also the diameter of the circle in which the merubo is inscribed, so that diameter has to be 5 3/5, 28 fifths. Now, so this is 28 fifths. Now, the formula for the area of a circle is pi r squared. Now, if the diameter is 28 fifths, so the radius is 1/2 of 28 fifths. That means 14 fifths. So that's r. So 14 fifths is r. Now r squared. So 14 times 14 is 196, and then 5 times 5 is 25. So it's 196 divided by 5, and you have to multiply it by pi. Now, if we consider pi as 3, if we consider pi as 3, so then So 3 times 196 is 588. Now that the 588 is to be divided by 25. When you divide 588 by 25, you get 23 and 13 25ths. So it's approximately 24. It's more than 23 and a half. Now, if you will consider, this is if you consider pius 3. So then the area would be not exactly 24, it would be just 23 and 13 25ths. But suppose you are more exact and you consider pi not as 3 but as 3.14. So when you multiply 196 by 3.14, so you get 595.44. Now, then when you divide it by 25, you get 23 and 20 25ths, you see. So it's closer. If you consider pi as 3, so then it turns out that the area will be 23 and 13 25ths. But if you consider pi as more than 3, as 3.14, so then the area is closer to 24. Is closer than 4. So then the area is 23 and 20 25ths. 4 fifths. So it's very close to 24. So Mimele, this heaven holds true in respect to the area. So he says, Ribua dinofet migavi gule palgi. So in other words, so that means that a rubo of dalet adalet that is inscribed in his circle, so the circle must have an area of approximately 24. And then the area of the merubo that is inscribed in a circle that has approximately 24 is 16. So it's 16. So how much more is the area of the circle in which this merubo is inscribed? By 8 more. Now 8 is a half of the hamisha, of the area of the 16, the area of the merubo. Oh, so this is what Rashi says. In other words, atomitzim menuchotzi ashir anisha. How much do you take out? 8. And 8 is half of the 16 of the nisha. And it's 1/3 of the whole thing, of the area of the circle, of that is a 24. Alright, that's all fine. But the question is, So then Rabbi Yochanan should say, so if this is what Rabbanon de Kisra, if this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that Tzuko Asuyo Kikushon Yish Bekepo, Kidereshe Bochodalet Neodo, is Ksheiro, so he should say, Im Yish Bishitro, Kidereshe Bochodalet Neodo, not Im Yish Bekepo. Area means Ishetach in Russian Kedesh. Hekep means circumference. So, what Rabbi Yochanan says, "Im yesh be'akevo k'dereishin po." In other words, that the circumference itself must have a size of 24. But that's too much. That's too much. So that is, so the way, I mean, we want to understand the Rashi, this is exactly why the Gemara says, "V'loi yo'kachazinon d'lahavikulah." It's not like this. I mean, there isn't such a big difference. Lahavik lahai, the lav milsi, the orinu lahavishurik lahai, elishay rochev kishi alachsein roshal merubo, vicholam se berubo, amso trechum shalachsein. So the question is, what? So in other words, so we cannot explain Rabbi Yochanan on the basis of the member of Rabbanan de Kisra. And Kisra says that in the name Rabbi Yochanan meant what the explanation given by Rabbanan de Kisra. But al chinam doch hat yashid bin Rabbi Yochanan al kochoch mit dem kamer kochosh di shamim behege do machal no mutzor she begin kon dalet vachim lo mitar tzelu kid ayon de Kisra. So that way, so that means that Rabbi Yochanan is not true. What Rabbi Yochanan said is not true, because he really meant on the basis of the member of Rabbanan de Kisra. So the question is, so the Gemara rejected. So according to Rashi, Pirish Bekuntres, the teacher says, כשאתו מרבה אביסי חוייבו, אתו נאיתו ממנו חוצי עשיר, המשווה, דהני תירתה דיקורי. הילכר לשיש עשרה ריבוע עצור חוייבו, המעקיק לסוף לפני יסחודל. ותובותי מהו זה, מיין זה יצל זה. What does this mean by mein zeitzel ze? What Rabbon de Kisra say is very true. According to So there is a relationship of 3 to 4, a ratio of 3 to 4 between the area of the square inscribed in the circle and the area of the circle. But it doesn't apply to the circumference. It doesn't apply to the circumference. So the question is, how does Rabbi Yochanan say that the circumference has to have 24? As if the Rabbon and the Kisra and Rabbi Yochanan mixed up circumference with the area. That's inconceivable. So that's the discussion. So he says, Hilkach Nishishesre Rebua, Tzoricho Yigo Hamakit Heisovi, Liyis Chobdal. What is the Shayiches? So, this is true, that Rebua Dinofik Nigabi Kule Palge. It means Palge of the Nisha, and Tilted Kule. That's true, but that only means that in order to be able to inscribe in a circle a square of Dalet al Dalet, so the area of the circle in which you want to inscribe the square has to be 24, approximately 24. Not that the circumference should be 24, the circumference has to be only 16 and 4 fifths. So what's the shaykhes between the fact that the area has to be 24, and because of that, so Rabbi Yochanan requires that the circumference should be 24. So we explained it last time that it's not that Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan just mixed up circumference with the area. I mean, that's inconceivable. But we see that the Achayim say that Sukkah Asuyo Kishenvach is Psulo Migamba, no matter how extensive it is. So it's Psulo. Why? Because Achayim also agree with Rabbi Shite that Sukkah Diraskeva Bino, so it must have Zobias, it must have size, Mizrach, Mayrin, Tzofim Dore, and if it's Asuyo Kishen, it's a circular Sukkah, it has no size, there is no Mizrach, there is no Mayrin, there is no Dore, there is no Tzofim. I mean, arbitrarily you can decide upon the Mizrach and the Mayrin and the Dore and the Tzofim, but there is nothing, there are no earmarks that necessarily determine where the Misra begins and where the Maya begins, where the Doron begins, and where the Tzofim begins. So, Rebbe doesn't go as far as the Achir. But Rebbe also agrees with the Shite that the Raskeva means. Now, and what is descriptive of the Raskeva if it's a Yoruba of Dalal al-Dalat? It's a Yoruba of Dalal al-Dalat. So at first the Halamim of Gemara was that the counterpart of a move of Dal Dal Dalet in a circle is a circle that has a diameter of 4. So the Gemara rejected it. So now, according to the second portion of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the counterpart of a move of Dal Dal Dalet, because a move of Dal Dal Dalet has a perimeter of 16. Now, what would you consider the perimeter of in a circle? There is no perimeter in a circle. There is a circumference, but not a perimeter, because there are no sides. So, according to this member of the Gemara, the equivalent of the counterpart of a perimeter in a circle, its counterpart would be the total of the two diameters. You see, when Teisves mentions an example of a circle that has a radius of tefach, so Teisves calls it a circle that is tefach al tefach. What is it? What does it mean, tefach al tefach? So in Yimagubo, when you say dal al dalet, so it means this side is dalet and this side is dalet. In a rectangle, when you say a ches by base, so it means that the length is ches and the width is base. But he calls a circle that has a diameter of tefach, that it's tefach al tefach. Tefach al tefach. In other words, one diameter, the vertical diameter, he calls with the length, and the horizontal diameter he calls the width. So the melee, since we see foundations, that the circle that is in the diameter of Tefach is called an eagle of Tefach al Tefach. So that means that the vertical diameter is called Erech. In a circle, that's the Erech in a circle. There is no other Erech. And what is the Rechav in the circle? That's the horizontal diameter. So in other words, so in the Mehuva of Dalet al Dalet, the perimeter consists of the sum total of all the four sides, which is 16. What would be its counterpart in a circle? In other words, if it will have the same perimeter as the perimeter of a Mehuva of Dalet al Dalet. The perimeter of the Mehuva of Dalet al Dalet is 16. So which circle will have the same perimeter? A circle in which the diameter is 8. Now if the diameter is 8, so maybe the circumference is 24. So then you have a Rechav and an Erech in the circle too. We see from Tesis and Madam Shemi that they all call the vertical diameter the Erech of the circle, and the horizontal diameter the Rechav of the circle. So mainly, what would be the perimeter? The total of the Erech and the Rechav. But in a Merubo you have two sides with an Erech and two sides of a Rechav. But in a circle you have only one side of an Erech, that's the vertical diameter, and you have one side of the Rechav, that's the horizontal diameter. So the sum total of the two diameters is 16. So that would be the counterpart. That would be the counterpart. That would be the counterpart of a Mehuva of Dalet al Dalet. So when the Gemara says, Rabbanan de Kisre, the Amra lo Dayone de Kisre, Amri Yigule de Nofat, the Nofik Migab, Rivuye Rivi, Rivuye, the Nofik Migab, Yigule Pauge, Migabigule Pauge, so it means that in order to be considered as a Diras Keva, so you must have you have to have a circle that the diameter of which will be 8. Now, in order that the diameter of the circle should be 8, so that means that when you construct a hubo inside it, so that means that the hekef has to be 24. That the hekef has to be 24. But so then you have to be able to inscribe a hubo, each side of which is 5 3/5. So if, let's say, if you have a circle, the circumference of which is 24, and then you will inscribe a Mehuva, so then each side will be approximately, according to these Hashbinis, it will be 5 3/5. So then, according to the Cheshbon of Kol Amsa V'Levui Amsa V'Chum Shebalach Seine, the diameter of that Mehuva, or the diameter of that circle, would be 8, approximately. So why does the Gemara mention the memory of Igule Dinofik Migav Ribuye Rive, Ribuye Dinofik Migav Igule Pauge? Why does the Gemara mention that? So that is the basis. It's true that when the Rabbanon de Kisre say that Ribuye Dinofik Migav Igule Pauge, they do not have reference to the circumference. They have reference to the area. In other words, when you inscribe a merubo in a circle, so a merubo in a circle, so then you take out pauge of the nisha, chotzi ashir anisha, or tilto, or a third of the whole thing, that is typically called. That is reference to the area. But Mimele, Rabbi Yochanan says that in the Rabbonon, so the suke has to be so large. The suke has to be so large that the two diameters together would be 60. So then the Gemara rejects it. As far as being able to inscribe a square of Dalet al Dalet inside a circle, we don't need a circumference of 24. We only need a circumference of 16 and 4/5. So why should we require that you should be able to inscribe a such a merube that the diagonal would be 8, that each side would be 5 3/5. So that's what Gemara rejects. All right, now let's see how Tosfos explains it. Ribuya dinofat migavigule pali. Pirish bekun treski shatam rabeya bisecho yigu. Ato neitel memenu chotzi ashiyo anishape. Dahayne tilte dikule. Hilkach, lishesh esre ribuya, tzori cho yigu hamakipe sovi, liyeschobdalet. Now, as a matter of fact, the Ritva in Sukkot says we'll mention it later. Ritva we say, my inyan zeh itzel zeh. What shaychus is there between the area and the circumference? What the memory of what Rabbanan the Kisra say holds true in respect to the area, but it doesn't hold true in respect to the circumference. So why does Rabbi Yechani require that the circumference should be 24? He should only require that the area should be 24, not that the circumference should be 24. So he says, so Rabbi Yechani should require that the circumference, that the area should be 24, not that the circumference should be 24. And the porridge, Rivuya dinofak migavi gule, Rivuya dinofak migavi gule palge, Mireir beshaleido, Marzi krecha for Ribua, Nimzo, Zobie shal Ribua amagi, Adaigo kiflai malrecha for Ribua, because Sova akolam said Ribua, Treyam is bealachsein. So in other words, the Rabbon of the Kisri, assumed, and that's a mistake, that kol amse v'ribua is amse, itre amse v'lachsein. Now, if we say that kol amse v'ribua, tre amse v'lachsein, then the circumference has to have 24 in order to be inscribed in Ruba Dal Dal Dalet. Because when you inscribe in Ruba Dal Dal Dalet, and then the diagonal, And then the diagonal is the diameter of the circle. So the circumference has to, it will be 24. Because the Qur'an says, "We are the ones who are saying, 'Be midor Rabbi Yechani la'ayon in the kisre, di me'achas shalimoni to adobo, heichosu klal al dobo shein.'" You see, so Tosfos says, "Heichtov be midor Rabbi Yechani la'ayon in the kisre." Why? Because this is what Tosfos said before. Al chinok dochak liyashu div Rabbi Yechanan. Dal kol choch mikim gav vekohoshi. Because as it appears from the Gemara in Erev, so Rabbi Yechanan does accord with Rabbanan the Kisra. So the Mele, if Rabbanan the Kisra made such a mistake, so Rabbi Yechanan also made that mistake. The machash lemon and adom are heichos of cloud of Hashem. Maybe yesh lima, the kabola biyodom. Loshen zeh, shel revua migavi gule palgi. Vihu emes li namoki, v'loy li yener chachut hamaki v'orecha. V'mikemo ribua shemisicha egel mismayit chotishol ribua du'util tedikule ilo. So now he wants to demonstrate that this cloud of ribua dinofik migavi gule, ribua dinofik migavi gule is paoge. So he wants to, that this holds true in respect to the area. So what he said. So the chachomi hedik abolot. Ribua dinofik migavigule paoge, but they didn't know whether it. So the Kabbalah had reference to the ratio between the area of the square inscribed and the circle in which the square was inscribed. But Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbanan the Kisra made a mistake. They thought that this had reference, that cloud had reference to the hegel. So maybe they made that mistake. Now Tosfos is just spending time to demonstrate that in respective area there is such a relationship. There is such a relationship of ribua dinofik rigavi bula kauge, or tiltedi kule, tiltedi kule. So he says like this. Dimkeko ribua shem sichayiko mismayit chotishol ribua. Do you tiltedi kule yiko teda? Shintasa ribua. The same kind of example. Shintasa ribua shal eser al eser. Utochakenu shasa daare. Vitalze vitasa ribua bifnim lachlaseno. Shal ribuim ktanim kinyan sheparash lelio. Nimtza ribua pnimi chetzi shal chitz. So that means that the inside square is half in its area of the chitz. Chetzi shal chitz. Vimtazi ugu shal asor al asor v'sich ribua chitzen. יהוגו בשני הריבועים. זהו, הוכחנו, שמרו פה יסר על היגו רביע. אם כן הוא היגו יסר על ריבוע הפנים וחצי של פנימי. דהיינה, רביע של ריבוע חיצי. ריבוע חיצי. So this says, mention see another thing. In other words, you take a circle, and then inside the circle, you inscribe a מרובו of דלת על דלת. And then, outside the circle, you also draw another merubah. So you have two merubahs. The inside merubah that is inscribed in the circle, and the outside merubah, in which a circle is inscribed. So, so he says, Vintase, Eigel shel asor, asor b'seich, rivu achitze, yehei, הויגו בשני הריבועים. The second item. וזהו הוכחנו שמרו בו יסר להיגו רביע. אם כן הוא היגו יסר הרביע הפנימי, חצי של פנימי. דהיין הרביע של ריבוע חיצי. In other words, in the second item. So here, the first, the מרובה הפנימי is head of the merubah achitze. Merubah achitze. Uqtza steyme. Do we not have ribuah dinofik migal igule tilte. The haine tilte mikolo igul keincha dinokat igule dinofak migal ribuah ribe. The haine ribuah mikolo ribuah lekach yeish leforesh danach tremile kaime daile kench berashti. שאיזה איגו בשיח רבוע, וחיזה ואיזה רבוע אחר בשיח איזה איגו. ויוסו לנימה שנשמע איתו איגל ריבה של רבוע חיצן, ורבוע פנימי נשמע את מרבוע חיצן פלגה, וריבה הוא פלגה קיימה הרבוע חיצן. ואם תימה אבל רבוע של שבע על שבע, אם תעשה באיגל של שבע על שבע אמץ, ותעשה ותעשה בשיחו איגל, ריבוע של אחסינו, שיבו כמידס איגל, הבל ריבוע פנימי חמישה על חמישה, לפי חשבי של אמסו ותריכום שבע אחסינו, ומשכח אסלו, בריבוע פנימי, יסה וחיצי של פנימי, חיצי מיידו פנימי, חופי פיצוי של אמו אמו, ובחיצי משכח אסלו מנטס, so it's not accurate, ויש לי מה שזה טוב מה שמחחנו, וחשבי של אמסו ותריכום שאין מחובר, די כתבי, ואם כן אין בריבוע פנימי, היי על היי, ואם הויו בהי על היי, הוא יאמר חסין או יאמר תפי מזן. All right, so that accounts for the slight inaccuracy, because these quoting themselves are not accurate. It's only an approximation. Anyway, so according to Tesis, the Pshat Gemara is very, very strange. So in other words, Tesis explains it on the basis of the premise that Rabban de Kusri made a very basic mathematical mistake. A very basic mathematical mistake. All right, and in other words, that they have a Kabbalah. They have a Kabbalah that Ribua Dinofik Migav Ribua Pauge. Ribua Pauge, and they thought that it had reference to the circumference, but it really had reference. It really had reference to the area. And as far as the area is concerned, so it is true that well. But the only difficulty arises, why does it say Rivua Adinofak Nikabigule Pauke? It should say Rivua Adinofak Nikabigule Tirute. So, Tesis says two things. Either that the Rabbanan de Kisri have reference to a case where you inscribed a Yehuda of Dalet al Dalet inside a circle, and that circle in turn was inscribed in a Merubah Hitzemi. And when we say the Nofak Yigad Yigule Palge, it means Palge of that the area of the Ribu Apnimi is half of the area of the Ribu Achitze, or that the Pshat is Ribu Adinofak Nigav Yigule Palge, as Rashi explains it. In other words, Chotianisha. In other words, you take out 8, because the area of the Merubo, there is only a Merubo Apnimi, and then there is a circle in which the Merubo Apnimi is inscribed. But you don't have a Merubo Achitzeni. And when we say that you take out half, it does not mean half of the whole thing, but it means Chotzi Yashir Anisha. In other words, you have 24 in the area of the circle in which the Merubo Apnimi is inscribed, and the area of the Ribu of Merubo Apnimi is 16, the area of the circle is 24, so you take out 8, so 8 is half of 16, so it's not half of the whole thing, but it's half of the 16 of the area of the Merubo Apnimi. Or that the Dayanet Kisre have reference to two Merubos, a Merubah Achitzen and a Merubah Apnimi, and the circle is inscribed inside the Merubah Achitzen, and then the Merubah Apnimi is inscribed inside the eagle. So there you take out half of the Merubah Achitzen, whichever way you explain it. But what's the Shaykhes between this member of the Yonet Kisra, which is mathematically true, and with Rabbi Yechanan's Din? So he says, because they had Kabbalah, and they mistook the application of that Kabbalah, what it has reference to. So they made a basic mathematical mistake. And of course, that's very strange. I mean, to say a thing like that. To say a thing like that is very strange. Now, the Ritva says, the Ritva in Sukhya says that actually this is not part of the Lashon HaGemara. V'roi hi d'kachazinon d'lahavi kulahai is not part of the Lashon HaGemara. And there is a very good basis to say that, because the same memory of Dayone de Kisra is mentioned. The same memory of Dayone de Kisra is mentioned in air in connection with Halinogo. And there the Gemara, so Rabbi Yechanan go back to Dayone de Kisra, and the Gemara doesn't say there, V'roi. There the Gemara doesn't say V'roi. Here the Gemara says V'roi. So the Ritva says that was put in by Rabban Zvoi. But the Gemara didn't even say that V'roi. In other words, so that means that according to the Gemara, so this is really the Pshat of Rabbi Yechanan. And how can Rabbi Yechanan be explained? So the Ritva says that the Gemara is saying here, and in Erev, the same thing. The Gemara here, and in Erev, is saying, Suko Asuyo Kikifsho, Im Yesh Bekeifo. Bekeifo doesn't mean circumference, but it means the Shetach. So it means the total Heker. The Shetach represents the total Heker. Not just on the periphery. So, the total Heker. So Mele Suko Asuyo Kikifshon, so it's Kshero, if the total Heker, the area, is 24. So if the area of the Suke is 24, so then you can certainly inscribe a Suke Merubo Dalavata. So then, and the Gemara didn't say Meloi. The Gemara didn't say, but then the Rabbonet Svoroi said, Veloi, so actually, it appears it's not. I mean, it's inconceivable that the Rabban Svoroye would be chelik on the Shas. That's inconceivable. That's what I mean. I mean, the Gemara didn't say. So that means that the Gemara didn't reject this explanation of Rabbi Yechon. Just as the Gemara did not reject this explanation of Rabbi Yechon in Erev. And in Erev, there is no other explanation. Here we have two explanations. So the first Moshe says that Rabbi Yechon became Gavu Likachoshet, And then the second explanation says that Rabbi Yechon became Gadmi Kochoshet. But in Erevin, the Gemara only explains Rabbi Yechon in one way, and the base of Ayon and Kisre. So how come that here the Gemara says Lohi, and over there the Gemara doesn't say Lohi? Over there the Gemara doesn't say Lohi. So the Ritva says that this is not part and parcel of the text of Chazal. And the Gemara really remains in that opinion, that this is what Rabbi Yechon means. And what does it, but the Gemara is saying in effect that when, that contrary to what you thought before, that when Rabbi Yechon says, Im yesh be'akev oked le'ishim b'chadawad li'odom, it means circumference. No, it doesn't mean circumference. It means shetach. Why does he use the lashon? Hekev? Because what is shetach? Shetach means the total hekev. Because circumference represents only the hekev and the periphery and that line, but the area represents not just on that line and that circular arc, but the total hekev. Hekev can mean shetach. So then there is no difficulty with Rabbi Yechon's memory. So then the Rabbanan, so that remains in the maskona of the Gemara. So then the Rabbanan Sveroye put in parentheses. Now the Ritva doesn't say in parentheses, but he says something else. But in other words, they made a certain statement without being chayrik on the shas. That's inconceivable. The Rabbanan Sveroye cannot be chayrik on the shas. So sometimes we find certain things that Rishayim say was put in by Rabbanan Sveroye at the beginning of Kedushin. So Rishayim say there is a whole about Shleishat Rochim, Roshin Zohar, Roshin Kevo. So Rishayim say that was put in by Rabbanan Sveroye. So over there, that Gemara does the thing that was put in by Rabbanan Sveroye does not contradict the Gemara. John discusses whether there is Roshin Zohar, Roshin Kevo. But here, if the Rabbanan Sveroye put it in, so they contradicted what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, and according to the Ritva's Pshat, what the Gemara says is very sound. I mean, it's very good. The only thing is that the Gemara is saying that Bekeifo is not to be understood in the sense of circumference, but it is to be understood in the sense of area. That's all. So it says in Ahnan, they did not try to contradict what the Gemara, but they just wanted to point out that people shouldn't make a mistake. Because they thought anyone will be learning the Gemara and he'll see what Gemara says. Amun de Kisre, Bamlo, Dayon de Kisre, Amre, Igure de Nofik Migab, Igure Rive, Rigure de Nofik Migab, Igure Pauke, so you think that this cloud applies to the circumference. In other words, that in order to inscribe a Mirube of Dalet in a circle, so the circle must have a circumference of 24. And that's not true. In order to be able to inscribe a Mirube of Dalet inside the circle, so the circumference has to be 16 and 4 fifths, not 24. So in order to prevent such a mistake on the part of the reader, of the learner, so then they put down, it's like in parentheses, the Ritva doesn't use the Lashon parentheses, so they put down in as if in parentheses, v'lohi, d'okachazino d'lohi ha'mikulahai, not v'lohi, that what the Shas is saying is not true, chas v'shol, but it means v'lohi, they address themselves to the learner, the one, he says, don't assume that this memory of Rabbanan de Kisre implies that in order to inscribe the Merube of Dalet al Dalet inside the circle, so the circle must have a circumference of 24. It doesn't have to have a circumference of 24. It only has to have a circumference of 16 and 4 fifths. But it must have an area of that. So it's a very strange way, I mean, of formulating a certain point to prevent the reader, the learner, from making a mistake. But this is how the Ritva in Sukkah explains it. This is how the Ritva in Sukkah explains it. Now, the Meiri, as I mentioned last time, the Meiri here in Sukkah, he says that here the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan on the basis, as the Gemara said in the first portion, that we can gavlik choshen. But then, since the Gemara mentioned here mathematical propositions, so Agav Dvore, the Gemara mentioned also the memory of Rabbanu de Kisri. And Rabbanu de Kisri mentioned here two propositions. One proposition is that Igura de Nofak Nigav Rivuye is Rive. Igura de Nofak Nigav Rivuye is Rive. And then Rivuye de Nofak Nigav Rivuye Pauge. And the Miri also explains it that way, as Stasis may explain it. That when we say Rivuye de Nofak Nigav Rivuye Pauge, so it means Pauge of the Meruba Achit. And in other words, it has reference, and Rabbanu de Kisri have reference to such a case, where you have one merubah inside the circle, and the circle is inscribed in the merubah chitz. And when we say ribuye dinofak migav ribuye palge, so it means, in other words, if you have a certain merubah, and then you inscribe a circle inside the merubah, and then inside the circle you inscribe a merubah pnimi of 4x4, or it doesn't make any difference, it can be any ruba. So then the area of the ribua pnimi is half of the area of the ruba chitz, and that's exact. I mean, that's not an approximation. That's the second proposition. And the first proposition is that ikule dinofak migav ribuye ribe. But that, the first proposition that has reference to the ratio between the area of a circle inscribed in the merubo and the area of the merubo in which the circle is inscribed. So that's 3 to 4. Really, you take out 1 4. So that's the ratio is 3 to 4. So that's true according to the, if we consider pi as 3. But if we are to consider pi as 3.14, 3 and 1/7, then there will not be such a difference of a whole fourth difference between the area of the circle and the area of the merubah in which the circle is inscribed. So the Rabbanu de Kisra said two things. First, the first proposition relates to the relationship between the area of the circle inscribed in the square and the area of the square in which the circle is inscribed. So the ratio is 3 to 4. That's the first proposition. The second proposition relates to the relationship between the relationship between the two areas of two squares, and the Ruba Achitzin and the Ruba Pnimi. And you have a Ruba Pnimi that is inscribed in a circle. And then that circle is inscribed in the Ruba Achitzin. So the second proposition tells us that the area of the Ruba Pnimi relative to the Ruba Achitzin is 1/2. That's exact. That's not approximation. That's 100% exact. So they mention two propositions. And the basis of the first proposition is that pi is to be considered as 3. And the second proposition is exact. So the Gemara says, Viloyi, Dokachazinon, Dilehabekulaha. So, in other words, so the Gemara is saying that Rabbanu de Kisra's first proposition is not so, because the Rabbanu de Kisra assumed that al kedin we have to consider pi as 3 when the mitzias is that mathematically speaking, so pi is at least 3 1/7, and even that is not exact. So the Gemara says, "Loi al kedin, we should consider pi not as 3, but as 3 1/7. And if it is 3 1/7, so then the difference between the area of the circle and the area of the merubah in which the circle is inscribed is not so much. If we say pious three, then there is a relatively large difference. A whole four. A whole four. Let's say a case where you inscribe a circle in a mehubah of dalet al dalet. A mehubah of dalet al dalet. So the area of the mehubah in which the circle is inscribed is 60 am square. Now, and if we say the pious three, so the area of the circle that is inscribed in the mehubah would be 12. So the difference is the difference between 12 and 16, 4. But if we are to consider as pious 3.14, so then the area of the circle inscribed in the mehubah would be not 12 but 12.56. So the difference would be not 4, the difference would be just 3.44. So that's what the Gemara says. According to the Miris Pshat, so it fits so the Gemara fits it very well. You see, it fits it very well. Now, so then, but here, so the Miri explains that the Rabban and the Kisre do not apply to Rabbi Yechezkel. Now, the Gemara in Eirah, the Miri again explains. So you see, Tesis in Eirah says that in explaining the Yom Kisra and Rabbi Yechanan, so he says the same thing that he says here, that they have a Kabbalah of this cloud of Ribua Dinofak Migabigule Palge, and it really the Kabbalah had reference to the case where you inscribe a Merubah inside the circle, and then the circle is inscribed inside the Merubah Achitzi. So then it's Palge itself of the Merubah. So the area of the Merubah Achitzi. The area of the Merubah Pnimi is half of the area of Merubah Chitzu, which is exact, but that they have in Kabbalah, but it had reference to the relationship between the two Merubahs, and then Rabbi Yechanan and Dayan the Kisra made a mistake, and they applied it to the circumference. The circumference, and made a mistake, so in other words, that the whole memory of Rabbi Yechanan was in error. This is how Tetzis explains it in Erev, which is very strange. It's very strange. I mean, if Tetzis didn't say it, I wouldn't even mention such an explanation. But Tetzis says it. So, but the Meiri, and then they mention the Tshuva of the Rif, that the Rif says that Pshat, which is really the same Pshat as the Meiri's Pshat in Sukkot, except that the Rif discusses the Gemara in Erev. He doesn't discuss the Gemara in Sukkot. But I didn't see the Tshuva of the Rif. But the way the Rishonim mentioned the Tshuva of the Rif, so he discusses the Gemara in Erev. But the Rif says that Pshat, because there Rabbi Yechanan says that Chalinogul, Tzorir Shebe Keife, Esrim Ve'abo Tvochim, Esrim Ve'abo Tvochim, so then, Esra Abot Vochim, so Gemara is the Kashi. Why? Esra Abot Vochim, all you have to determine to establish that the Chalin Ogul is so large that you could construct inside the circular Chalin a square Chalin of Dalet al Dalet. So why does it have to be 24? Why does the circumference have to be 24? Tvochim? Let the circumference is 16. And 4/5 tvachim, so then you'll be able to construct a square halim of dalet al dalet tvachim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar ki dayone de kisre, the amra lo ki rabon de kisre, the amra yigule mikab rivue, rive rivue mikab rivue palge. So again, Tesis explains it that way, because they had a kabole, and they had a kabole of rivua, Rivua Migabigule is Palge, and it really had reference to a ribuah that is inscribed inside the circle, and the circle is inscribed inside a merubah chitzeni. So it's exact. But Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake, which is very strange. So then the Miri, the Chisori, and the Balamoyer, they all explain that Gemore, that what Gemore is saying in Erev is contrary to what you maksho. Assume that what Rabbi Yochanan said, Chali Nogu, so Sheyebe Keke, Eschim Vavot Vochim, so that Hekeke, me as reference to the circumference. So the Gemara says, no, when Rabbi Yochanan used the term Hekeke, he meant the total bracket. He meant the whole area. So that means if the area is approximately 24, so then how? So the circumference is 16 and 4 fifths. 16 and 4 fifths of the tefach. And this is what the Meir means. That's how they explain. This is how the Meir explains the Gemara in Erev, and the Chumash Sarif explains the Gemara in Erev. Now the question arises about the Rif. I don't know. Maybe the Rif explains the Gemara in Sukkah also that way. The Gemara in Sukkah also that way, and maybe the Rif also, agreed with what the Ritva says in Sukkah, that this expression, Goloyim, is not part of the text of the Chatriya Shas. It was put in parentheses, or on the margin, it was put in by the Chachavons Goloyim, not Chas Mishonim to contradict what the Chatriya Shas said, but just to point out, even though it's in a very strange way they pointed out, that we should not make a mistake. The way they formulated the Rabban Soroye, on the contrary, that has been the basis, the cause of the difficulty even among the Rishayim. But this is how the Ritva explains it. So maybe the Rit in the Tshuva, who explains the Gemara in Erev that way, maybe he explains the Gemara in Sukkah also the same way as the Ritva in Sukkah explains it. The Ritva in Sukkah explains it. And this is not part of the text of the Gemara. That was a statement, a marginal note by the Rabban Soroye, and then the matrisim, and of course before the print was invented. So the case via Shas, so they incorporated into the text of the Gemara itself. But originally it was put in as a marginal note by the Rabban Soroye. That's what the Ritva says. Maybe the Ritva also explains it that way. But the question arises against the Miri. The Miri in explaining the Gemara in Erev. So he says that this is what the Gemara means. Rabbi Yechanan no baki dayon di kisre vi amre lo ki rabon di kisre de amre igule migab di rive rivue migab igule palge. So what does it mean? So the Miri in Erev explains it the same way as the Chumash Sarif, that the Gemara is saying when Rabbi Yochanan says Chali Nogu, so Rishay became Eschim Abo, it doesn't mean so Rishay became the circumference should have Eschim Abo, the circumference has to have only 16 and 4 fifths, but it means the area has to be Eschim Abo. If the area is Eschim Abo, so then the circumference is 16 and 4 fifths. But, so you should explain the Gemara in Sukkah also that way. So he doesn't explain the Gemara in Sukkah that way. Why is it? So you understand as to why he doesn't explain the Gemara in Sukkah that way. Because the Miri apparently did not know of this Chiddush, that this expression, the loyim yoke hazin of lahavikulahai, is not part and parcel of the text of the Shah, the Chachmiah Shas, and it was a marginal note by the Rabban Soroye after the Chassimah Sakharim, and then it was put into the text of the Shas. That's what the Ritva says. But the